In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, a blessed and happy Thanksgiving to all of you. When we think of Thanksgiving, usually what do we think of? We think of the pilgrims, the Puritans who came to America, and we have that secular mythology of the first Thanksgiving at Plymouth Colony. And yet, as I pointed out to you in my announcement for this Mass, the first European Thanksgiving celebrated within what is now the United States was not celebrated in Plymouth, Massachusetts, but was rather celebrated in St. Augustine, Florida, by the Spaniards. And in addition to a feast, it was celebrated with the same way we are celebrating now, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. But Thanksgiving is not simply an American thing. It is a thing which transcends all of history. If you look in sacred scripture, you will find time and time again God's people offering sacrifices and praise and thanksgiving to God for the many blessings which he has given us. If you look at the Psalms, which are the songbook of the temple in Jerusalem, you will see one whole type of psalm, which is a psalm of thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Thanksgiving time and time again. And the real progenitor of this Thanksgiving, which we as Americans celebrate on the fourth Thursday of November, was proclaimed by our president of happy memory, Abraham Lincoln, in gratitude for the great Union victory at Gettysburg. So even during the height of the Civil War, when things were not yet done, President Lincoln issued a proclamation of a national feast of Thanksgiving to thank God for the blessings which he had bestowed upon this country. And we continue to celebrate Thanksgiving. And how do we celebrate it? By eating a lot of turkey and other things that go along with it. In my view, it's turkey and mashed potatoes and giblet-free gravy, sweet potatoes, stuffing, of course, and pumpkin pie. My uncle, who just passed away, liked apple pie, so we always had to have apple pie and Thanksgiving pie at Christmas, but you know what the real thing is, pumpkin pie. That is the way to give Thanksgiving. And some people also watch a little bit of football, and then they get ready to go and charge the stores for Black Friday tomorrow. One of the things that I am quite grateful for is that experiment of having stores open on Thanksgiving Day seems to be dying out. And that is a very good thing, because everyone should have some time to spend gorging themselves on food and watching a little football. But beyond that, I would ask you this day to step back for a moment and really give thanks. Give thanks to the God who has so blessed us with so many things. Now, does that mean our lives are perfect? No. We still got this COVID nonsense going on. We have some other things going on in our world and in our nation. But in spite of that, we have been blessed. Think of how we are blessed. We have a place to live, right? You have a place to live? You've been blessed. You have food to eat? Yes, you have been blessed. We have been so blessed. So I would ask you to do a little bit of homework today. When you get home, just make a list. You can make it here, or you can make it on paper. If you make it on paper, put it on your refrigerator for a few days just to remind yourself, and make a list of 5 or 10 things that you are thankful for. I've given this homework before, and a friend of mine wrote, first thing on her line, jewelry. And I saw that on her fridge, so I have continually teased her about that in the 20-some-odd years since that this was first done. But give thanks to God. Think of all the things that you have been blessed with by God. And you know, there's a remarkable thing. When we think of our blessings and when we count them, our problems shrink. And we see things in proper order. We see how small what we lack is and how great the many things that God has given us are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.